We had this shindig, and Ed and I were just talking. It seemed like they drank an awful lot of hooch. But the thing started about 4:30, and I worked till about 5:30. I'm not too interested in the party. I was down trying to get a letter out to for some kid that I'm trying to get advanced, and the darn duty officer, I got to kind of keep the duty officer lined up. Well, I had a kid on the duty, and he's out in the districts now, and so I had to go down and find another fella. I got a Filipino to take the duty, and then they were having this party, so I was writing this letter. I told the guy to take he and the secretary and come on to the party, and I'd close the place up. So I did that and got her locked up about 5:30. When I got home, it was going pretty good. They had barbecued chicken and barbecued steak. And, Lou, we didn't even eat the barbecued weenies that the taxpayers put out for us. We got all our chow from the military, and we had some real nice steaks, New York cuts. I bet they're hard to find back there. And chicken, good chicken, fryers, I think. I'll bet they're hard to find this time of year. And we had some hot dogs. Now, I didn't see them hot dogs. Maybe we had so much they didn't even put out the hot dogs. But had lots of beer. Of course, we had to buy the beer and the hooch. And but I guess they got it from the officer's mess and probably didn't pay as much for it as you pay back there. But I know that the taxpayers are very willing to do anything for the boys in the service. And the boys overseas who are giving their all to conquer the evils of communism. Right? Right. Well, I got some reason or other, I got old Larry on my mind. I don't know why, but he's been on my mind all afternoon. This is the 22nd. What in the world is that long, lanky guy doing? Makes me think about him on the 22nd of March. I hope he's shaped up right. I hope he's lined up straight with the course he's going in, and I hope he knows what he's doing. Of course, Larry, you can't expect you to know too much. You've only been around here 17 years, huh? But as a most amazing thing is, you'll soon find out in the next 2 or 3 years how little you really know. And then starts the training period, or the learning period. When a guy can find out how little he knows, then he realizes that there's a lot of stuff he's got to pick up before he passes on. And as he struggles to pick up all that information that he's passed up in his first 17 years, then he finds that he's starting to live. Life means something. So, it's about time you went through all these phases. First year, let's see, I don't know. I still got a mark down someplace where you wrote me a letter that you was going to be a submarine sailor. I don't know, you're too damn big now, you probably never get in one. But you was wanting to go to school to ski. That's all right. The skiing's fine, going to school is something else. If they go to school for skis, you'll be all set, huh? For just skiing. But if you go to school to get an education so you can teach school, that's something again. But anyway, kid, whatever you do, I know you're going to do it good enough. And I know you're going to make your dad and your mom proud of you. I expect before long you'll be out here traipsing around in this mud. But there's a lot of guys doing it. It ain't nothing to be ashamed of. And there's a lot of guys that have learned right here about your age. Learned right here in this muddy, swampy rice land what it means to be a man, what it means to start learning. But anyway, I'm thinking about coming home one of these days, take 2 or 3 months, and I figure I'll just get me a fishing pole and I'll go looking for some of them fish. I feel that there's a couple of them that's had an opportunity to grow since I've been away, and they've been waiting for me to come up and test my skill. And I might get up on that old Platte River one of these days. One never knows. That's where the fun begins. Well, I expect there's a lot of snow on the ground now. You said it was snowing a little bit. I haven't heard from you for a couple of days. I guess the last two letters was kind of hurry. You mentioned you were in a hurry. That's a good sign. You got something to do and you got a hurry to do it. That's a sign that your things are going all right for you. I expect you'll be telling all my old friends Charlie and old friends John Wagner and the group that I send my regards. And I wish them all a happy Easter, because I think Easter's coming pretty soon. And I guess you'll be talking to my dad and telling he and Elvira that their boy is talking about coming home pretty soon. Feel it's about time to stretch his legs in old Colorado. Let's see, March, April. Man, she's coming along fast. Here's coming March 22nd. I just can't realize. Boy, that's sure exciting. That's a nice thing to think about coming home. I don't know. This time I think I'm going to pack everything I got. Ship her home, because I don't think I'm coming back here right away. I might. I've left the door open in case I want to. And I wrote old Jim May and told him that I wanted to go to that school. And maybe he'll get some strings, pull some strings, and get me back there. If he does that, I'll have a lot of time to talk to you. You and I will go to Washington to live for a while. And then we'll see what happens. Maybe we'll turn into politicians up there in Washington. Anyway, I want to wish you all the best thoughts in the world, honey. And as this tape runs to a close, I want to tell you how much I love you again and let you know that this old boy still got a lot of spook in him. Those vitamin pills are making me really stand up and growl. I'm up to my usual 200 pounds, I guess. But I'm feeling pretty good. My size 36s are getting a little tight on me. That'll give you something to hang on to when I get home. I don't know, a couple of months, maybe I could lose all that again. But if I do, it'll be for a good cause. And I think everything's fine and dandy here. Well, goodbye, baby. Tell my little dog to be good. Tell all my family howdy. Sounds like I'm losing my voice again. But I'm losing it over you anyway. May the good Lord take a liking to you and keep you under his eye all the time, honey.